Thursday morning, August 11th, our first fall, it's not fall yet, our first 2011 season edition of Open Mac. We're a couple days behind, but we had some stuff going on Wednesday in the department. We'll talk about that in a minute. Welcome back. Season number 6 for head coach Jeff McInerney.
Well, thank you, Tom. And it's a very good welcome, but we've never left.
I feel like it doesn't feel like you've been here for 5 years. Does it feel like to you that you've been here for 5 years?
Does it feel
like 10, 15, 20, or does it feel like one or two?
No, and they asked me a question, what I thought of the first 5 years at the NEC conference call for the football coaches. And I said it's everything I could ever dreamed of, and it's went by fast. It's been a lot of fun. We've been fortunate to work with a lot of good people like yourself, and it's good stuff. And when you win a championship outright in your fourth and a co-championship in your fifth, it makes you proud because they are your players. And it makes you feel good that you've done some good things, and a lot of credit has to go to the administration, to our student-athletes, our support staff, because you can't do it alone. And you know that in football because you played the game.
14 conference wins in the last two seasons. It's the second most in NEC history in a two-season span. Robert Morris, way back at the beginning, when the conference was created, had 15 in a two-season span. What does that mean to you as the head coach of this football program that you've been able to establish consistency? Because during your 5 years, you have more conference wins than any other team in the conference.
Well, I think, Tom, it makes you feel proud. And it makes you feel that you come in with a plan and you had a recipe, and it's worked. 5.5 years ago when I got hired, I never had any head coaching experience. I was very blessed to get this job and very fortunate to be here. And it makes you feel good about the recipe. You also know you didn't do it by yourself. It took a lot of people with a lot of hard work, a lot of support staff and administration, and more importantly, our student-athletes. And we take great pride in our student-athletes and the fact that they come here, have a wonderful experience, and they graduate and go off and have great careers in their life.
Let's talk about your kids for a second. By kids, I mean your football players, not your real kids. But yesterday afternoon, a special day here in the mm-hmm. department. We launched a new logo, a big crowd in the lobby of the gym. Big part of that crowd was your players. And, you know, we asked them to be there, and once again, they stepped up, and they supported, and to watch some of their faces and to watch some of them take out their phones and start taking pictures and posting it and doing, you know, whatever it is that kids do nowadays. But there was a lot of pride with those guys, and, you know, from an administrative side of things, it was great to see them there, and I relayed that to you. But talk about not only the day, but seeing those guys there, and you know, Brian Fowler talked to Matt Straub, and he was like a kid in a candy store, like with a big smile on his face, talking about the new logo.
Well, it's a wonderful experience for them because they do believe in Blue Devil Nation, and it's something that we've started here during our tenure. You've been a big part of it, and they love CCSU, they love Central, and they believe in Blue Devil Nation. The one thing I always remember since I've been here, the death of Rich Royster, and Jackie Royster telling me she loves Blue Devil Nation. And it gives you a wonderful peace of mind that people do care way more than the wins and losses. They care about this institution. They care about what is right. Going to school, getting an education, and having a wonderful college experience. I know that's been the mission statement of Dr. Miller. I know Dr. Bashu and Paul Slickman and yourself believe in that, and that's what we're about, and doing it the right way.
Let's talk about camp now. We're fourth day of camp today, practice this afternoon. All the paperwork is done, all the testing is done, and we're talking football. How happy are you that stuff is out of the way? Usually we've talked on the first day when it's paperwork, and it's like, oh, we're just trying to finish this or that. And how good is it to just start worrying about football?
Well, it's a wonderful thing, Tom. Usually I always say the first 5 days of camp, in the position that I have, I do a lot of administrative stuff. And we go right up to practice. But right now we're in our going into our fourth day of acclimation. It's a wonderful time because every team is different and every team has a different personality. And these seniors are very good leaders, which gives me a great peace of mind when you have student athletes that get what you're preaching. And then you don't have to do all the hard work because they do it. It takes one message and it spreads throughout the team. The one interesting point about this team is more than any other team that we've had, we got 29 newcomers. And they're young and they're learning how to be Blue Devil Nation. I actually mentioned this last night in the meeting is they don't know. They're just getting it. They're just getting it what it takes to be a Blue Devil. And the leadership of our senior, junior, and sophomore class has to draw them to understand what it means to be a Blue Devil. And part of that is doing it the right way. And I couldn't be prouder.
How important is the role of your captains in with all those new guys here? And you mentioned Rich Royster earlier, but you know these new guys coming in weren't around in January, most of them, and know what happened. How important is the role of the captains and say a Gene Johnson? And you know, I say him because he always stands out.
Right.
He always has that smile on his face, and he's got his hat now that he always wears around. And you know, he's the definition of the term contagious when you see him. It's just
no doubt.
you can't help but smile or talk to Gene when you see him, and he stops by and says hello. And those, how important is the role of those captains?
Huge. And also the other seniors. Those five captains are huge, and the other seniors, because you need everybody to be a leader. And Gene's just a wonderful, you brought up Gene, is Gene's already graduated from CCSU. He's working on a second degree. Those are facts. And it makes you feel really, really good when you see somebody love this place and get it. And not only do the seniors have the responsibility of teaching the young guys, so do the juniors and so do the sophomores, because those are the leaders of tomorrow. And if we want to continue the path of being successful, that's what we have to do. We have to get that in the mode of it's special to be here, have that enthusiasm, and have pride. And that's what I think about what happened yesterday about the branding. It gives us great pride. And I have to say this. I know Paul Slickman mentioned your name there, but you did a wonderful job.
Oh, I appreciate that. It was a very, very successful day. I slept well last night and went back to work this morning, and now catching up on a lot of stuff that's fallen behind the last couple weeks. Let's talk real quickly, helmet change for this year, real quick. And the colors are going to go more towards the CCSU blue. We've changed that. The new decal on the side is the CC with the pitchfork. And then there's one other new aspect to that helmet that we talked about just before we started taping this, and a remembrance for Rich that's going to be on the helmets, if we want to just mention that very, very quickly.
No doubt. When we mentioned this at the NAC press conference, along with a lot of people, this was not a lone decision. It was a decision by our administration, our student athletes, and everybody involved in this process, is that we're going to put a sticker of 94 in remembrance of Rich, which will always be here with us. And I just think it's a fabulous job. We had a lot of people involved. Paul Slickman mentioned that yesterday. It was a group effort. We had great leadership. And it's just a fun, fun time.
And I think as another remembrance to Rich, that 94 and Rich will stay on the roster for the 2011 season. And there won't be another player wearing that number in 2011.
Correct.
So as we go through open mac and during camp, we'll talk position by position. We'll talk practice by practice. We're going to do it every weekday during camp. We will make every attempt to do it every weekday during camp. And, Coach, we thank you for your time. It's Thursday today. We'll talk to you again on Friday.
Fire up, baby.